such lovely people. Oh, I just watched the most insanely good motivation this morning. It absolutely blew me away. But before I get into that, got a nice cup of Nespresso coffee in front of me. I don't have Nespresso often. It's more in times of convenience where I enjoy to have it. Normally I'd like to ground fresh beans. That whole process is it's quite a meditative process, to be honest. That's what I enjoy about it in the morning. It's a ritual. It's a routine at the end of the day, and that routine primes your body to go out and fuck shit up in the day. So guys, today I'm flying to Joburg. Flying to Joburg. It's currently 5 o'clock in the morning. Woke up at about 4. Did my morning routine. God really wrote some things down. And well, I was listening to Joe Rogan play. I don't know who he was speaking to. It's probably some MMA fighter, but he played a clip of Jocko Willink, who's a Navy SEAL, and it's a motivational clip. I don't like those typical motivational like clips on YouTube, because motivation is it's very the only way you can describe it. It's like holding sand. It's like you can only hold so much of it, and it tends to leak very easily. So it doesn't last very long. It's very surface level. It can be good. It can be good, and it can get a lot of people doing things that they wouldn't normally do. But oftentimes, motivation, all it is just a bunch of guys that want to do things that just look at YouTube videos and get inspired, and then don't take any action towards their goals. Or that's just what I've noticed, and I've noticed it in myself as well. It's purely subjective as well. But this specific, if you search on YouTube, if you search good, the first thing that comes up is Jocko Willink. You'll see good and Jocko on YouTube or in Google, and it's this video of Jocko explaining how if shit is going wrong, bearing in mind this guy is one of the most decorated Navy SEALs out there, and he is a one-ton brick shit house. This guy looks like I would not want to throw. I would not want to shoot. If he was in front of me and he had a whip, it's a very bad example. If he had a whip and I had an RPG and he was about 10 meters in front of me, I wouldn't want to shoot that RPG at him. That's how scary this guy looks. So anyway, he said in this video, he goes on and it's all about the word good. So shit's going wrong. If life is coming down on you, you lost your job, good. It's time to recalibrate. It's time to get better. If you didn't get the funding, it's good. It's time to re-strategize and see where you went wrong. If you failed in your diet, it's good. Means you can think about where you went wrong. All these things have some sort of good that can transpire out of them. And if you can say the word good, you're still alive. That's the biggest one for me. So he does it, and he says it in the most intense way. It's quite. Like you get shivers listening to this man speak. But just think about that next time. If things are going wrong, just think good. There's going to be some good that can come out of whatever situation you're in, no matter what. Everything Everything, life is all about perspective. That's the it's all about perspective. And if you can put things into a perspective that positions you for growth, then you are going to be the most undefeatable fucking human on planet Earth, because nothing that life throws at you will bring you down, because you've seen to look you're programmed to look at things from a different perspective from the 99.9% of people that live unconsciously. I love to call it like that. So start living consciously and say the word good. And when you say the word good, you're going to have a great fucking day, I can guarantee you. Say it right now and think it. Thanks, guys. I will see you when I'm in Joburg. See you, hear you, feel you. Please check out my YouTube channel. Just type in joshnaiman.com. No, Josh Naiman on YouTube. Couple of new videos up. But other than that, hope you guys have a great day. Please let me know what you think of the podcast. I've got some great, great feedback. And yeah, until next time, be present. Cheers, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.